first of all, I wondered if you could tell us a little bit about how you came to be in this film, about your journey with the project itself.
Nick, who's the writer and director, is a really old mate of ours. Me and Ann have been working together for about 10, well, this is our 10th anniversary, actually. We've been working together for 10 years now. And we were doing a live show called Saints and Superheroes, and we were having a bit of problem with some bits of script, and so we got Nick in to come and have a look at it. And he'd had this idea about these two blokes who do this weird job, and thought, oh, it'd be great fun to do it with the boys. So another mate of ours called Gary Tanner, who's a fantastic director of photography, was doing a sort of corporate, like an advert. So he had this really good camera for a weekend, and he had to give the camera back on Monday. So Nick said, well, why don't you come to ours in Derbyshire and we'll just make this little film? And we made it in 3 days, a little short called Skeletons. And he said to me and Ann, you know, why don't you improvise the dialogue and you choose what characters to be and I'll write a little story around it. And so we did, and it was basically a mini version of that. And so we made it, and it was just to show friends and family, really, at Christmas for a bit of a laugh. And, you know, they all said it was, you know, nice, and as they would, because they're your mates and your family. So. But then other people saw it and said, oh, no, this is really good, you should do some of this. And we put it into a film festival in Nottingham,
yeah.
And that was it. Then people started saying, why don't you, you know, do more of this? And gave us a little bit of money, so we made Skeletons, the movie. That one there.
Because you were such good friends with Nick, did you find that affected the way that you worked together on the film? Did it mean that you collaborated more than you might do?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, it made it a lot, you know, just made it loads easier because we didn't, when we went to Edinburgh with it, it really didn't feel like, well, it still doesn't. It's just something that we did with our mates.
Because,
you know, the bloke who wrote the music is Nick's brother, and I worked with him on the soundtrack. Most of the musicians on it are mates of mine. The guy who's in the first couple is a brilliant actor, mate of ours, called Will Adamsdale, who's also in Four Lions. He's a mate of ours. It's loads of our mates and people in it, so it didn't ever feel like this kind of, we're making a movie pressure thing. It was
just a bit of a laugh.
Yeah. Something to do in between, you know, work and sleeping, right?
Like any good job.
Like any good job, should be.
One of my favourite parts of the film is when you go Bulgarian.
Oh yeah.
And what I wanted to ask you was about the language and how good you Bulgarian, basically.
Because it was such a small budget film, we didn't have any, like on the big, you know, like on Harry Potter or something, or Gary Potter. You'd have a language coach that they'd hire and would be there all the time. We didn't have any of that. One of the producers, Tracy Brim, her brother had a mate who is Bulgarian. So I have a really short attention span. If I went to school now, I'd be slapped with that ADHD thing. So basically, Nick knew that if he didn't give me something hard to learn, I'd be just running around the set nicking stuff and getting in trouble. So he said, oh, how about you go Bulgarian halfway through the film? He had this idea that'd be really funny if I went Bulgarian. So that'd be brilliant. And so then we had to find a Bulgarian, you know, and they're not that easy to find out of Bulgaria, unless there's any here, of course, no offense. Tracy Brim's brother, his mate, is this Bulgarian bloke called Evgeny, who works in a bank in London. He's nothing to do with acting or language coaching or anything. And I got given his phone number and I rang him and we arranged to meet in a pub. And we had the script and he wrote it out phonetically for me. So, because obviously it's all in Cyrillic alphabet, Bulgarian. So he wrote it in our alphabet, English alphabet, and wrote it phonetically so I could learn it. And then I just taped him, recorded him on my mobile phone doing all the lines. But because he's not an actor or anything to do with any of that, the first time he read it, he was like, you know, but obviously in Bulgarian, but he was saying the lines like, oh God, my eyes, what has happened? I am so confused. And I was like, yeah, that's good, mate. Could you do it again? This time, like, as if you've just had this massive flashing and you're really frightened and confused. Okay. Oh God, my eyes, I'm so confused. But he was brilliant, he was absolutely diamond. And he's like some type of banking dude. I don't really know what he does. There's something to do with money. And I used to ring him up, you know, he'd be at work in some like how power meeting. I'd be like, Kenny, how'd you say stairs again? And what's the name of the phone? So he was brilliant.
Can you remember it now?
I can. Nolly, that's you guys know me, right? Right. Very useful if you're ever in Bulgaria. That's it, I can only say things like, oh no, the crazy lady, and you know, what are you talking about, your old bag, and stuff like that.